Son Joe, it's Jake speaking.
Hey, Jake, what's going on, my man?
Hey,
Captain Marty Eye Diamonds.
I have to send you a check for a pair of studs.
Oh, really, man? What? All right.
Someone
what I tell you.
Studs, like, literally, like, 20 minutes after I put them out.
Holy smokes.
Some woman comes in, she goes, I want those for myself for Mother's Day. I said, okay.
You know. Was it the 1, 2, or 3 carats?
I don't remember. It's the... Hang on a second.
I got a feeling it was the 3.
Nah, it wasn't the 3. It wasn't the 3, it was the 2 carats, the 550 ones.
Okay, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I send them through email, so you want me to send them to you, or you want me to send them to Garrett's email? What do you want me to do?
Yeah, send it to me. Yep, send it to me. I'm the point guy for you here.
I send a picture, you know. Do I have your email?
You should. If not, I can shoot you to it real quick here. But it's just gpierce, P-I-E-R-C-E, at rdidiamonds.com, if you don't.
Gpierce, P-E-I-E-R-C-E.
P-I-E.
P-I-E-R-C-E.
Yep.
At RDI?
At RDI Diamonds, yep.
Okay.
But yeah, that's super awesome, man.
You know what, send me one anyway, because I want to send
a check
to the wrong one.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to shoot it your way right now. Let's see here.
Yeah, of course nobody bought them for somebody for Mother's Day.
Yeah, of course not.
Themselves.
Of course not, of course not.
<Just stuck.
laughs> That's all right, though. Let's see here.
I've got like 4 custom ring jobs in line here from one woman.
Oh, wow.
She's going to spend like $12,000 by the time she's done. $10,000.
Jeez.
I mean, you know, they're all custom jobs, but.
Mm-hmm. And you need any help from me with those?
Nah, no.
Anything I can send you out?
Nope, she's getting them all made up. They're all made from, you know, a picture or I just give it to the CAD people and they say, okay.
There you go, yeah. Doesn't beat that.
Some of them have her diamonds. We're putting in a ring, you know what I mean? Fit it to her diamonds and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh. Well, that's very cool, man. So it sounds like business has picked up, man. See, a couple weeks ago, you're like, man, business is slow.
Oh,
yeah.
You got to remember, there's only one person.
No. Hey, it only takes one to get things moving in the right direction, right?
Yeah, I just wanted to live long enough because... got a cane. She just got over cancer.
Holy smokes.
Her
trooper there.
Her husband divorced her while she had cancer.
Oh, jeez.
Cold
blood.
Says, I'm just spending my money on anything I want to now. I said, I don't blame you. That would change me completely if I survived cancer.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Fuck it. I'll take that.
Exactly. Let me tell you how I capped off my Mother's Day weekend. It was last night. My two-and-a-half-year-old son. This little guy decides he wants to swallow a quarter last night. You ever see what a quarter looks like in a human body?
God, oh my God. How'd they get that out?
They did it. They thought you got to wait for it to pass through. So I'm over here, got a freaking play Inspector Poop Gadget over here for the rest of the week. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so that's what I got going on this week.
Got a spaghetti calendar. You know what I mean? Spaghetti strainer.
Man.
It's liable to come out. It's 4 nickels, 5 nickels. So you don't know.
Well, my coworker Nick was like, "Yeah, hopefully it doesn't come out with 2 dimes and a nickel."
they just got to make sure it comes out. Can you imagine?
Yeah, exactly, man. But yeah, dude, I got a nice X-ray picture, both front and side view of the quarter. Yeah, so it's good stuff.
Oh my God.
Mind you, I'm on my way to the gym when this is going on. My wife calls me panicking. She's like, what should I do? I'm like, let's start with calling 911. I'm on my way home.
He's having no stomach aches or anything?
No, he's fine. I get home last night. He's jumping around the house, playing like nothing ever happened.
That'll get through him.
Yeah, so.
I'll get it through him.
Yeah, so wouldn't even know the kid freaking swallowed a quarter last night unless she had actually seen the X-ray.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man, the kid's insane. The kid's insane. But what are you going to do, you know?
Keep change away from him.
Yeah, that's the thing. We never have change out. So I'm just like, first of all, where do you even get the quarter from? Like, what? Did you go in your sister's piggy bank and, like, break it open or something, kid? Like, what, where'd you find this thing, you know? I mean, because I don't even use cash. I always use, like, either tap to pay or my card, right? So it's like, just where? Just where did this strange, just mysterious quarter
somebody's come? Pocket somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, got it from somewhere. But, yeah, what are you going to do, you know? All right, man. Well, yeah, that's super awesome, though. But did you get the email I sent there? There was nothing in it, just based
on
my
sure.
email.
I didn't even look. I'm doing something, so.
Ah, gotcha.
Oh, look. No problem.
Tata Jewelers, right, at gmail.com?
Yep.
All right. All right, man. Well, good stuff, man. Yeah, yep. Submit a picture there. I'll get everything worked out for you on my end. And, yeah, hopefully we'll sell the rest of what you got there. All right?
All right. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Of course. You have a good one.
Talk to you.